Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Becky in Arlington, Texas, who tells us, I teach school and teach on a contract basis, while my husband has a remodeling business. What I want to know is, if my husband and I have our residence in one city, but we commute 100 miles during the week to work in another city, can we deduct the cost of our motorhome's interest and the cost of a rental place to stay during the week and the cost of returning from our place of business for the weekend? Sorry, Becky. Nope. Unfortunately, the fact that you choose to live 100 miles away from your job is your own choice. Even if there's no work locally, Congress isn't really up to subsidizing that. You only get to deduct those kinds of travel deductions if the job is temporary. And temporary has to be spelled out in writing. It must say that you have a short-term employment contract with a definite termination date, or that you're being paid as a temp, or that you have a contract with a specific end date and no automatic renewal clause. You're starting to get the picture here? Even if you did have those contracts to back you up, you'd have a really difficult time writing off more than 1 year's worth of travel to a specific remote job location. Once that contract lasts more than about a year, it's no longer temporary. Now, if you really consider this temporary, and you truly believe that you will find a way to work in your own community in some foreseeable future, it is worth the price to consult with a good local tax pro. They can help you structure your documentation to prove that this is temporary, and that you have no choice but to travel because, and this is where you explain why there are no jobs in your community right now, then explain why you have a reasonable expectation that there will be jobs again and when you expect that to happen. Do your research. Put the information into the file and be prepared to present it to IRS when you're audited, and know that you will be. It will be up to you to prove why this is temporary if you're still there 2 or 3 years from now. I literally just went through this with a client. In fact, we're just finishing up the audit. He lost his marketing job during the big layoffs at the beginning of this century. There were no jobs in his town, so he accepted a position in another state to teach and to build up his teaching skills. He was gone for one school year, but that covered 2 tax years, so we knew he'd get audited, and he kept meticulous records. But he didn't have a copy of the employment contract, and we almost lost all of his travel expenses because of that one piece of paper. Once we got a copy from the university, IRS did accept all of his expenses. So, remember, you'll find answers to questions about commuting and employee business expenses and all kinds of tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.